Eighth week, second day, we find each other. I believe that God has selected those persons who are to belong to my life's plan, and through proximity, mutual attraction, or need, we are continually finding each other out. I believe in praying for ever-increasing capacity to love and serve, and for greater worthiness to be loved and served by others. I believe in asking my Heavenly Father for those things which are mine according to the providential plan. Thus I am relieved of all anxieties and uncertainties, all jealousy and resentment. I have faith and courage to do my work, whatever it may be, with no thought of the rewards. I realize that if I try to measure what others are or are not receiving according to their divine plan, I minimize my own power to receive blessings. I believe that when I am hindered from receiving what I desire or doing what I wish to do, God closes the door. And on every closed door, there is a sign pointing to another door just ahead, with far greater blessings and opportunities inside. I believe that only my own blindness, deafness, and disobedience cut me off from God, and that God uses the resulting trouble and failure to help me find the inspiration, guidance, and power I need to overcome my weakness. I shall ask my Heavenly Father and friend who dwells within me, and who has given me this vision of life to help me to realize it more and more fully every day, and to share with others the peace and joy which are mine. Then Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.